say goodbye to the old year and hello to the new year. And this episode of the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, focusing on your health and well-being, is dedicated in part to some of the big stories from the year 2011 and what perhaps may be the big news of next year. And certainly in that is a lot of politics, discussion of health care reform, Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera. We'll discuss that not from necessarily the political point of view, but from the practical point of view. How is it changing your the ability you have to get good care, to get good coverage, to get help? 888-553-7536. Put you on the air here on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a noted cardiologist. His office is in Florida. He studied all of your body and is happy to tell you what he thinks may be going on. Should you have a question about something that you heard yesterday from a doctor, this week from a doctor, this past month from a doctor, maybe even this year, you have been stewing or worrying about things that are going on in your body, or perhaps somebody in your family, a friend of yours. Everything is open for conversation, and the better way to get to Dr. Ken is to call 888-553-7536. You have other ways you can get to him. The website's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Email comes to Doug at dougstefan.com as well. You can go to the listen box at dougstefan.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, all that good stuff. But the best thing to do, because you can have a two-way conversation, no flat screens involved, is to call us at 888-55-DRKEN. So the healthcare reform story, biggest one of the year probably, Ken, right?
Good day, Doug. Good day, everyone. Michael, our producer, Happy New Year, everybody. And let's bring you up to date on all the health care news of the week, but of the year, as we do each year at the end of the year. And while no one story, Doug, this year dominated the health news, yes, the ongoing debate over the legality of the new health care reform law, this is perhaps the most polarizing, with the case now set to go to the Supreme Court early in 2012. And you'll hear the supporters of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care. It's a mouth tongue twister. This act, which the president signed into law in 2010, Doug, it claims the legislation will extend coverage to 30 million Americans. You know, the cost of that, it's probably coming out of Medicare. But opponents labeled it as an unconstitutional intrusion of government upon personal rights, especially this individual mandate. This is where all the controversy is in the bill. This is the clause that requires Americans to purchase health insurance or face fines. There was a Harris Interactive Health Day poll that was conducted this past year in March. Doug, it found that just 22% of respondents supported the individual mandate clause, and the Supreme Court will begin hearing arguments on the law, ironically, in late March of 2012. Other top health concerns for 2011, should I go over some of them?
Yeah, let's do that.
Do the electromagnetic fields emitted by the phones cause cancer, or don't they? In February, and this is what drives Doug crazy when scientists come up with different conclusions, but again, it's poor science. In February, an analysis of 10 years of British data found no uptick in brain cancer rates, even as more people were using cell phones. And then in July of this past year, some Swiss researchers reported in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, a very believable journal, that they could find no link between cell phones and brain tumors in kids. However, what really confused all of this year was that in late May, the panel of so-called experts at where else but the World Health Organization, WHO, announced that they were classifying cell phones as, yes, possibly carcinogenic to humans, putting the device in the same category as the pesticide DDT and gas engine exhaust. I'm supporting the use of cell phones. I certainly use one, but perhaps with an earpiece or speaker. That's how I use it, and keep it away from the head. And there was more confusion this year on the cancer screening front. We talked a lot about this past year. as well. This was with our friends at the United States Preventive Services Task Force. Their recommendations have confused women with mammograms, and this year men with the PSA test in October. They recommended against the use of the prostate-specific antigen, that's the PSA blood screen for men, at average risk for prostate cancer. One of the panel members actually stated in an interview in the New York Times that the test cannot tell the difference between cancers that will and will not affect a man during his natural lifetime. And this is so controversial, and you need to decide this on an individual basis, the intimacy of your doctor-patient relationship, whether this PSA scan is right for you. I would not take the word of this task force as the almighty. They were wrong on mammograms, and I'm concerned about their advice with the PSA. Yes, it is hard to know who's going to be aggressive, but there are biopsies that can be done to determine your score and determine if you have an aggressive form. There wasn't one single urologist on the United States Preventive Services Task Force that made these government recommendations. That concerns me. No urologist. The test, anyway, is out there, and I'm sure it's not going to go away. Also, tobacco companies, they took a hit in 2011 with the U.S. FDA proposing graphic new cigarette pack labeling, including photos of ill patients breathing through the tracheotomy tube or ulcerated lips and mouths. But again, and I don't mean to be a little concerned here, but the government confused us all in November when a federal judge blocked these labels, saying their message crossed too far into advocacy. That was what the judge said. And then the Obama administration has since appealed that decision, and we don't know the results of the appeal. And there are some other health news highlights from this year. The outbreak of deadly listeria, which Doug and I talked a lot about this past fall, linked to tainted cantaloupes, killed an amazing 30 people and sickened 146 more across the country. The health officials blame the outbreak on an unsanitary condition at a Colorado company that produced the fruit. And in February, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggested that women with early breast cancer may not require the extensive removal of lymph nodes that often follows lumpectomy and radiation. This lymph node removal can cause debilitating swelling of the arms, known as lymphedema. This is great news. And also a trend that Doug is right at the edge of is among a minority of American parents, they're not vaccinating their children against common infectious diseases. This has gone up to about 5% of American parents. And this is on top of an exhaustive Institute of Medicine, another government panel, report released in August that found pediatric shots, in their words, was safe. One of my favorite stories of the year is very good news in the fight against AIDS. You know, I trained in cardiology in the University of California in San Francisco in the late 80s when it was a death sentence, and ward after ward, bed after bed, it just crushed me, devastated. You know, I saw men dying. It was just the most horrible thing. And this research published in 2011 helped confirm that treating infected individuals with powerful drugs could dramatically cut transmission rates to partners, and at the same time, advances in gene therapy and other means of beating back HIV to undetectable levels had some of the experts in the field cautiously expressing hopes for a cure. So this is just amazing to me as a physician to see the progress that we've made in HIV. And one last thing, if we have time, Doug.
Sure.
News from the battle against the leading causes of deaths due to cancer. This is very exciting also. Lung cancer. a very encouraging study updated the U.S. National Cancer Institute in June. This is a very important trial that routine CT chest scans might cut the death rate by 20% for former or current smokers. And in September, the CDC announced another milestone, the first ever decline in deaths among women from the disease lung cancer, as fewer women fantastically have decided not to smoke.
And the e-cigarette to help you quit smoking. Studies suggest that that's not what it's said or cracked up to be. Ken, is that true?
Well, it's unclear. I think that there's still more study that needs to be done about the e-cigarette. And the FDA is just asking for time to actually study this to see safety and effectiveness. And I think you want other independent groups looking at this. And you're a bit of a guinea pig. You know, some people, it's all compared to what in medicine. If this is going to help you stop and maybe there's no nicotine coming out of it, but we don't know. So I'm a little hesitant until I see more research on this product.
888-553-7536. Pick up the phone. Call Dr. Ken. Get yourself into the queue. Take advantage of the expertise this gentleman has from all of his years as a trained medical scientist. He's been practicing medicine for a long time, so he has your back, if you will. So that's why people are beginning to line up now at 888-553-7536. So we'll take your calls, get to your questions and comments as we look back at the year 2011 in medicine and look forward perhaps to what will be for all of us a better year next year, because this past year, no matter what you what you think about reality, it left a lot to be desired for most of us, I think, in most every respect.
And so, stopping smoking and losing weight, the number two resolutions, and we'll give out some ways to help you quit smoking and make that resolution stick as the hours go by.
Help you lose weight as well. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on the air at 19 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
And this is the Good Day Weekend program. I saw something this week that intrigued me. Someone was giving away on a website some insulin that couldn't be used for human purposes because it was outdated. This person used it to help her cat. Cats, animals, would they use insulin for the same thing? Are animals likely to be diabetic?
Absolutely.
Really?
And, you know, they have a pancreas just like us, and mammals will metabolize sugar, and it's definitely an issue.
Right,
as they get obese, they're getting diabetes, the animals, the dogs and the cats.
So you need to know that, I suppose. Well, you'd have to, if you had the vet figure it out, I always wonder about insulin, not just insulin, but any of the drugs. They say they're outdated. I think that's a lot of hooey for the most part. It just means they want you to buy more of their drugs, make more money. Whether you agree with that or not.
Well, I've got the FDA breathing down my back, so I can't use expired drugs.
All right. I know you can. I can, though. 21 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Let's not forget about this past year and the New Year's resolutions you made last year about your health and well-being. Did you make any, Ken? Happy New Year to you, too, by the way. Did you make New Year's resolutions about your own health?
Well, just to continue to walk the walk and do the best I can. Believe it or not, it's a continuous struggle with my weight, and I try my best, and I think I'm doing well with it, but I have to stay very focused, or it'll get away in a week.
Really? I guess I could say the same thing for me. Yeah, I've had...
It's been a lifelong effort. I have to keep on it and make sure I do.
Yeah, I think that's... I do think that's the way with many of us, not most of it. Although I think I've been better... more conscious about it this year because I have the desire not to want to have that little roundness around my tummy. It's unattractive and it's uncomfortable. But it's anything else.
Eat right, exercise, and get as much sleep as one needs.
888-553-7536. Let's see what Steve in North Carolina, a Charlotte listener, has on his mind. Go ahead, Steve. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronos. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling on behalf of my wife, who is 55 years old. She was diagnosed in 1999 with MS, multiple sclerosis. She was prescribed Avonex, which she's been on since that time. In December 2011, we had a brain MRI. It shows the disease's progression as well as brain shrinkage concerning the frontal lobe, and the neurologist recommended that we switch to either Rebif, Betaseron, or Copaxone. And we're researching that material and just wanted to know if Dr. Ken would recommend any other particular websites concerning MS or any information concerning the brain shrinkage.
Steve, you're a good husband, and welcome from North Carolina as a former Duke medical intern and resident. Love your part of the world. And, you know, this MS, it's a potentially debilitating disease. Your body's immune system actually eats away at the protective sheath that covers the nerves. Think about the insulation that's around a wire so that the wires don't short each other out. And your immune system, which is supposed to protect you from bugs and foreign bodies, actually starts attacking this insulation. So the wires in your brain and your nervous system start shorting out. And that's what multiple sclerosis is all about. The nice thing is, up until a few years ago, we had almost no choices. You know, in the 1990s, finally, we had some options, and your wife was given one of the early good ones. Prior to that, the only thing we could do was give corticosteroids to treat attacks, and this is a problem. You know, waxes and wanes. You think you're doing really well, and all of a sudden it comes back and really hits at the wrong time. And then finally, in the 90s, there were strategies to actually modify the course of the disease for the first time. The beta interferons were the first options we had. Drugs like Avonox and Betaseron, Xtavia, and Rebif, these were the choices that we have for the beta interferons. Your neurologist is suggesting some of the other choices, other groups of disease-modifying drugs, Copaxone, Galenia, Tysabri. These are some of the other choices. It would be impossible, you know, the FDA doesn't like it when I prescribe medicine over the radio. And this is such a specialized area, it would be impossible in the short period of time, Doug will scream at me if I go over the clock here, that I can actually give, and I'm just trying to be light here, Steve, that I could possibly tell you which is the right drug for her, because, you know, doctors in conference as a group sit around the table and discuss, you know, this for 30, 60 minutes in a conference, the kind of problems that your wife is having. She has failed beta interferon. What's the next step? And what I would recommend doing is finding a center in where you are, either going to Duke, the University of North Carolina, Wake Forest. You've got a lot of wonderful medical centers where you are, the world you are. There may even be, I don't want to, you know, say anything bad about Charlotte. It's a wonderful medical town, and there may be some neurologists that I don't know who are outstanding experts in MS, and you may find local talent there. Find some people who are the experts in dealing with MS and sit down with them and go over the options right now, and they need to find specific therapy for your wife. This is a challenging decision, but you're going to need to do this with a doctor who's very experienced in this area.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, sir. How much does this have to do with some of the discussion we're having, the drugs for brain problems, with all the discussion of Alzheimer's? There should have been a ton of that.
Well, multiple sclerosis has a different cause, we believe, than the Alzheimer's, the debilitating dementia. I think those are really more wear and tear, similar to atherosclerosis, the same course that occurs with heart attacks, with strokes, circulation issues. But what we know about multiple sclerosis is that it's more in, there's probably a combination of genetics, viral attack, some change in the structure of the brain, and then the immune system attacks it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-55-DRK-EN. More of your calls coming up from all around the country here on Good Day Weekend. Happy New Year.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the weekend. What's your plan for the weekend? Are you rolling out new ideas to take care of your health and well-being for this new year? That's good. Help yourself to sharing at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert. He does a daily report on the weekday Good Day program, which you can download going to DougStephan.com. Find out some of the important news of the week and go back as far as you want to. We cover it all here as well. Maybe not in the exact same way, but this stuff is important to a lot of people, so we want you to have it in as easy to digest a form as possible. And if you have clarification needs, that's another reason to call us at 888-553-7536. Mike's in Syracuse, New York. Next up for Dr. Ken. Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are things in Syracuse?
Rainy.
That's a good thing this time of year.
Yeah, better than the snow. My father's been diagnosed with cancer, and they gave him 6 months. He's terminal. He's had two things of chemo treatment right now, and what's the average length of time before they can start to see any type of decrease of the tumors?
Boy, Mike, as a general question, that's impossible to answer. I need a little bit more. What specific kind of cancer are they treating?
It's something, I can't tell you the specific
name of it. Is it a bone marrow? Is it a blood problem?
Actually, it's in the lungs, the liver, headed towards the pancreas.
But it's a cancer that has spread to more than one area of the body?
Yes.
And they gave him 6 months. That was without chemo or with chemo?
With the chemo.
They've given him 6 months to live with the chemo?
Yes.
And what did they give him to live without the chemo?
That's one thing my father never talked about. He didn't tell us.
So he and that's okay, because Mike, he apparently, as some fathers do, don't want to burden their children. I have held the hand of many a patient down this course, and some parents react in a way they don't want to, so don't feel bad. They don't want to burden their children, and I guess he made this decision without you, and you feel like you should have been involved in this. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I have the whole truth to be told.
Sorry?
So I would prefer to have him to have the whole truth to be told.
Yes.
Okay. How long would be without.
Okay. And Mike, I'm going to say this to you, and I want you to take this the right way and not the wrong way, okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And just, I wish you were eyeball to eyeball with me, because this may sound harsh to some people, but it really isn't, and it's for everybody's own good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make believe you're in a room with me, looking eyeball to eyeball to me, with me, because a good doctor would never do this unless we were together, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is not about you.
Correct.
Okay? That's what you have to remember. This is about doing what's best for your father. He has a terminal problem. You're upset. You're angry. And I don't blame you. I went through this with my father, who died about a year and a half ago, had a terminal problem. And you're angry, and you're mad, and you think that he should have responded in a way that you would have liked. But again, it's not about you. This is what he wanted to do. Respect him for that. Realize that he's doing what he thinks is the best thing, and it may not be the best thing, but in a situation like this, you just have to respect him, and trust me, if you make an issue of this, it'll only be worse, and you will. And trust me on this, you will regret it later after he expires. So make peace with him, hug him, say I'm glad that you're doing what you can, and just try to make the best of it. Because I would get more details from his doctor. Ask your father if it's okay, because you have to ask. Ask your father if it's okay. You know, say, Dad, this is complicated for you to explain. This is hard for you to explain to me. Is it okay if I speak to the cancer doctor about this, the oncologist? And I would imagine your father will say, fine. And then get the details from the cancer doctor. Obviously, your father is the type of father who tries to protect the children. And just respect him for that. I know that is very frustrating for you, because you're a big boy now. You're not seven anymore. And he's treating you like you're 7 years old. Am I pretty close to what's going on?
Yes, all parents want to. Okay. I've gone through this with my wife's mother. She said she had 6 months. She didn't tell anybody until the last month.
Mike, again, this is you didn't do anything wrong. You're a great mm-hmm. son. Just realize that this is how somebody in this situation responds. And, you with your kids, when you have them, you might do the same thing, but just respect your father. And again, realize, I know I've said it twice, it's mm-hmm. not about Mike.
Yes, it's about my father. Just a quick question. After every chemo he's had, it takes about 9 days for him to get back up, moving around, to get back up to his normal way of speaking, somewhat to gain a bigger appetite than what he has after the chemo treatments. Is that normal?
Yes, well, it depends on what you're treating. Realize here, the expectations. He probably has some horrible pancreatic cancer where, you go from the prognosis is you will expire in 2 to 3 months. If you take the chemo, you'll live 6 months. And, to many of us, it's not worth it. To some of us, it is worth it. But you have to realize the expectations here are quite limited, and it's going to be hard to rally quickly in that kind of setting with that kind of chemo. And just be as supportive as you can be. and spare the details for the doctors. If you're in any way uneasy, you know, just talk to his, I'm sure he has a so-called oncologist who's giving him the chemo. And I think that if you have a heart-to-heart with that doctor, a lot of your concerns, because you have a knowledge deficit here, that deficit will be filled and you'll feel so much better, Mike.
Good luck, Mike, with you and your dad and your family. 888-553-7536. Just to underscore that with my own personal experience this past year, not to suggest, Ken, that this is what Mike's father ought to do. Everybody, as you suggested intelligently there, makes up his or her own mind. My former wife, about whom people have heard me talk on my program for as many years as I've been doing it, she and I, together in most senses for 41 years, died about a month and a half ago, a little less than that, and the cancer that she'd had in her body, she first developed 20 years ago and was a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, had it treated the conventional way 3 or 4 times with the usual and some unusual treatments, including having all of her bone marrow taken out of her body, T-cells, and flushed to the point of death, pretty much, her body with chemotherapy and the radiation treatments that were misery. And she, because of her relationship with the doctors, often made choices, in my mind anyway, that were based on how she felt about the doctors personally rather than whether it was good medicine or not. She went to Mass General when she lived in the New England area, and then here in California she was at UCL Medical Center. At the end, she had made up her mind after pretty much her body really started to fall apart earlier in the year that she wasn't going to have any extraordinary treatment. She told all of us what was going on, and I'm not thinking that she really knew herself, and it was so unlike Tony to be not in denial, but sort of, okay, I know that I made a choice. No more treatment. I tried to get her to go to see a tumor specialist in Houston, and she just said she was so miserable the last 2 years. She didn't sleep more than 2 hours at a time. Many nights she didn't sleep at all because of the pain. And she just said at the end, you know what, I'm not going to do this. She didn't say it outward, but that's the decision she made. No more treatment. I live my life in as much health as I can muster up over the last few months. And at the end, she really wasn't aware of how quickly the cancer was spreading, to the point where when she got the last checkup from the doctor, as this gentleman was explaining, you go through extraordinary treatment. You may live a month. And so Tony said to the doctor, so what happens if I don't do anything? And she said, you'll be dead in 3 to 5 days. And in 4 days, she was dead. So it is, and it's, you know, these sorts of things that you've got to leave to the individual. I don't regret having suggested that she do things because she knew that I did them out of love. And I used to be with her more insistent than I was toward the end. But these are choices that people make. Sometimes they're educated, sometimes they aren't. But they are their choices. You can bring the old horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, most important thing is to love them and to respect them. And, yeah, you're going to be frustrated because you don't want them to go. And you can think of all the what-ifs. I can go back over the 20 years that Tony went through all this and the suggestions I might have made that she might or may not listen to. But she was a very smart woman. She did tons of research. She knew what she needed to get out of her program. And it served her actually quite well because most women, as you know, Ken, you're diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. You're done.
Yeah, she went on bonus time so much longer than most people, as long as anyone I've ever seen. And it's an individual decision. At some point, the treatment becomes worse than the disease and cancer.
Yep.
And that point in time is an individual point. And I have learned to just educate the individual who has it, but not fight with them, mm-hmm. and try to get the family to support it. And that seems to be the best outcome.
And by the way, there are things you can be doing for yourself. You can learn lots of lessons. Some things that you expose yourself to, you can keep yourself away from. Some things people don't know. We're thinking the elementary school that she taught in Framingham, my hometown, where she came to live and work. She taught 2 years in a school across the street from a chemical dump. And now they're finding, this is 40 years ago, that this chemical plant has been dumping things onto the ground carelessly, and they're seeping into an aquifer that has a stream in it that supplies the nearby town because it doesn't have public water. The town wells are loaded with all of this stuff. And then you just wonder what's in the air, what's around. And so they're doing a cancer study of the people that live in the nearby community. But these are things sometimes, and stress, you can avoid stress.
Does it appear that there's a cluster there, or they just don't know yet?
Well, they're working on it, but there's some, where the old is smoke, there's fire stuff. And this chemical plant is run by the mob, so they don't care. You can sue them until the cows come home. Hmm. Good luck getting anything. And you may get something out of them, but it doesn't bring people back to life. And so there's so much of that stuff around, not only in our country, but all around the world. Can you imagine? Lifespan in China in certain places is 45 years old. It's like being in the Dark Ages because of the way they take care of, don't take care of their environment.
It is interesting. The people who talk to me who come back from China, that's what they comment about.
Yeah, yeah.
The pollution.
Yeah, really. So at any rate, you educate yourself. There's lots of material online that you can go to. There are a lot of people that you can study with. It's just so much material. Sometimes it's daunting, in fact, that a family can, if you love the person, help them, but don't try to push them. There's a difference there. It's an incredible year of
support
medical
support them,
advances.
Spend time with them, and yes. Educate them. Make sure they have all the information, and if they're of sound mind, in the end, you have to support the decision.
888-553-7536. As I said, it's been an incredible year for medical information, and we're on top of it here. More of your calls coming up for Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Looking for a beauty boost to help add the finishing touches to your look this holiday season? Editor-in-chief of BeautyBlitz.com, Polly Blitzer.
Nothing says holiday more than one coat of red lipstick. And if you're going to wear that red lipstick, it's more important than ever to make sure your smile is white and dazzling.
Blitzer says she loves using the award-winning Crest 3D White to make her smile shine.
It can be confusing to know which products to choose and which ones will really transform your smile. Start with Crest 3D White Professional Effects White Strips, because the secret to a brilliantly whiter smile is definitely in the strips. These white strips provide the whitening power you would expect from a dentist and actually get below the enamel surface to remove up to 14 years of deeply set in stains. Help maintain your newly white smile with the Crest 3D White Vivid Toothpaste, which contains a patented dual silica system that helps to gently polish away any surface stains.
Blitzer says, why wait a week when you can get results in just one day when you use these products along with the rest of the 3D White collection? This holiday season, transform your look and your smile and watch heads turn.
Food trends come and go, but one trend that's here to stay is the importance of whole grain. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines recommendation states that at least half of your grain intake should be whole grain. But given the ever-changing nature of health trends, it can be confusing for shoppers to translate what they read on food labels to their nutritional needs. Nutritionist Keith Ayub has tips on what to look for.
You can incorporate whole grain into your diet without sacrificing taste. And it starts by making the right supermarket choices. So get cues from the front of the box, but make sure to look deeper on the nutrition panel. For a great start to the day, I recommend breakfast cereals that have the words whole grain listed as the first ingredient on the ingredient list.
Starting in January, more than 50 cereals with the white check, including Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, will have more whole grain than any other single ingredient, with the same great taste. For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
All right, let's give people some quick tips on hangovers, avoiding them probably is the way not to have to deal with them. But other than that, if people imbibe too much, what's the scoop, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. The only way to prevent a hangover is to not get drunk. However, there are strategies that can soften the blow. Drinking plenty of water before, during, and after also helps because alcohol can dehydrate the body. Interestingly, no one really knows what causes hangovers, which makes preventing them a challenge, but about 1 in 4 drinkers never feel bad after overindulging, but those 25%ers also may be more likely than the rest of us to become alcoholics. And if you do drink, stay away from Tylenol, acetaminophen for 2 to 3 days after drinking.
888-55 Dr. Ken.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
And with it, so a new year, before you know it, you'll be thinking and breathing the air from the new year and hopefully enjoying it. Let's not act like it. Let's actually be there, enjoying your health and physical fitness. Dr. Ken has lots of great ideas on things that you may be working on, New Year's resolutions. Matter of fact, Marie may help us out a little bit in that area. Marie, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken. Hey, Doug. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Marie.
Make sure that your radio is off, Marie, will you? Because otherwise you'll be confused by what Dr. Ken says live versus what you hear on the speaker about 10, 12 seconds later. All right. So
okay. Yep.
What is it you'd like to know from Dr. Ken?
Well, I don't want to know. Well, I just wanted to comment on anybody making a New Year's resolution to make it to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. I did 4.5 years ago, and it's a best thing I've ever done for my health.
If I may interrupt you, Marie, do you ever get distracted by pictures or people on who are well known? I'm thinking about Colin Farrell is a good example. Every time you see this guy, he's got a butt in his mouth, and there's less of it on television or in the movies than there used to be. There still is, though. Do you think people are affected by that, whether consciously or subconsciously?
Seeing a star smoke? They can do it. I can do it. It's cool, you know.
Right.
And I probably thought that, too, for 32 years that I smoked.
Marie, that's what I wanted to ask you, because I want to help a few people. So you smoked for 32 years, about how much?
Yep.
How many packs a day?
Well, towards the end, probably two.
Two, okay. So a whopping amount. So how did you, why did you suddenly decide to effectively stop?
Well, it wasn't suddenly. I had tried, I can't tell you how many times over the many years, probably over the past 33 years or more. I don't know. I just felt this was it. I have to take control. I bought my last carton and said, this is it. So I slowly took myself off, you know, over
a carton. Was there anything different that occurred when you finally succeeded? Why did the last attempt try? Because usually most people will take, you know, at least six attempts to get finally be successful.
Oh, I probably had more than that before I finally quit. I mean, I tried the patch. I tried the, they used to be these little filter things that you put on the end of cigarettes, like four-step filter.
Yes.
I tried that. That didn't work. Actually, the gum this time was my salvation, I guess you call it.
Yes, there's gum, patches, drugs, hypnotism, acupuncture, support groups, behavioral therapy, Chantix, Zyban, Wellbutrin are some of the drugs. And
Wellbutrin I tried.
See, it sounds like you tried it all.
Yeah, I think I did. It was just a mindset, I guess. This is going to be my last pack. I was working out. I've been working out at a gym for 7 years.
Exercise is important.
I get out of the gym, get to my truck, light up.
Wow.
Stupid.
How do you do? How does an athlete? I never could figure this out. Watching people who come out of a gym. It's I don't even begin to understand how that computes. Somebody's worked in a gym for an hour or so, and then they come out and start smoking.
I don't know how or why I did it, but I tell you, it is the best thing I've ever done. My sense of smell came back a thousandfold.
Did you do it for you, or were there people around you who objected to it?
Well, my husband quit smoking when he had his first heart problem 11 years ago, and I just couldn't kick the habit.
People who stop are just like Marie, are happy. And, you know, my advice is pick a quit day a few weeks ahead of time. Mark it on the calendar. You know, try to choose a quit day when you won't be under a great deal of stress. As the day approaches, you know, gather whatever medication or quit aid you require. Plan on how you're going to deal with the situation that makes you want to smoke. Exercise every day once the doctor says it's okay. This will help improve your energy level and mood, as well as help prevent the weight gain. Walking is great. It reduces the stress of quitting. You also need to eat a balanced diet, drink a lot of water, and get plenty of sleep, and even ask for a support group of family, friends, coworkers, and others trying, so you don't have to do this on your own.
Yep.
You know, the quit date didn't work for me. That just kind of threw me into a panic. Oh, my God, it's coming up. I'm
did you make resolutions
enough.
At the beginning of the year to quit smoking?
Oh, years ago, yeah. It didn't work. This happened in April. The third Wednesday in April was my last cigarette 4.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the quit dates just threw me into a panic.
Any
like,
quick
oh my God,
advice for the listeners to stop, Marie?
Your health. Biggest thing is your health. Everybody's trying to get on the healthy track. My God, I feel so much better. I was determined not to gain weight like I did before when I tried to quit, and I didn't. I've lost weight. I've lost inches. I've lost dress sizes.
Yeah, go to the gym and work it off. All right, that's a good story. Thank you,
Marie.
Happy New Year to you and others. Another hour coming up, 888-55-DR-KEN, focused on your...